Welcome to Divine Destiny with Paul Worden. Last week, Paul taught the Rod of God. Today, he will be teaching the power of the blood. Let's join Paul now as he teaches the power of the blood.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Worden, and I would like to welcome you back once again to Living Truth Ministries. We have been talking a lot about our dream and our vision that God has put in our hearts. And we've been talking that if God gave you that vision and God gave you that dream, then He's going to provide the way and the power and the strength and even the education to make that dream a reality, where you can fulfill your destiny, where you can do that dream and fulfill that dream and honor our Lord Jesus Christ. We have been talking about Moses, where Moses was wanting to do, had a dream and a vision to free and to set the people of Israel free from the Egyptian bondage, and how Moses got mad, and when he seen some Egyptians mistreating some Israelites, and he struck them, killed them, then he fled to the desert, was in the desert for 40 years, and then God called him in a burning bush, and God gave Moses the rod and the strength that he needed to fulfill the destiny and dream of setting God's people free. You remember God gave that rod to Moses, where he parted the Red Sea with it, where he held it up when they were going through battle, and he struck a rock and they got fresh water out of it. It's all an emblem and a semblance of what was to come, but that power that God gave and let Moses know that he was with him to help his dream and that vision to become a reality. And today I'd kind of like to talk a little bit about the power of the blood, because it teaches us in the Bible that the life of man and beast is in the blood. And you can read a lot of that in Leviticus 17, 11, and 14. Because the penalty for sin is death, and since life is in the blood, God established the principle that forgiveness of sin comes only through the shedding of blood. And you can read a little bit about the penalty for the sin of death, and that's in Romans 6:23. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. You can read that in Hebrews 9:22. As Israel prepared to depart Egypt for their destiny, a powerful event occurred and is recorded in Exodus chapter 12. That would be a very good chapter, actually be a very good book to read on how God worked and the, some of the things that he did and how he showed his power, his strength, and how he took care of Israel. That would be a good book to read. The final plague on Egypt was the death of all the firstborns of people born in Egypt. To protect the Israelites from this judgment, God's people were instructed to slay a lamb and put its blood on their doorpost. In Exodus 20:12-13, and the Lord said, "And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and all the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." This blood was a token of the blood of Jesus Christ that one day he would be shed his blood for our sins and for all mankind's sin. In the Old Testament, the blood of animals was offered as sacrifices for sin, and these offerings had to be made repeatedly whenever a person sinned. But in the New Testament, thank God, God sent Jesus to shed his blood for sin once and for all. It is no longer necessary that the blood of animals be offered. In Hebrews 9 and 12, it said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for all of us. Just as Israel needed the blood applied before they left Egypt for their promised land, so you need the applied blood of Jesus Christ, not only to cover your sin, but to enable you to achieve your destiny, because there is power in the blood of Jesus. Because it was shed for the remission, for the forgiveness of sin, brought redemption from sin and sickness, cleanses you from sin, purges your conscience from sin, speaks for you, his blood cries out in your behalf. God gives you access through the blood to his presence. It also sanctifies you. The blood of Jesus justifies you before God. The blood is the cup of spiritual blessings. There is power in that blood that enabled the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The blood brings life. The blood enables you to overcome all the power of the enemy. The blood provides protection. The blood on the doors of Israel kept them safe. It also enables you to do God's will. And some of these scriptures you need to go back and read. The shed blood is in Matthew 26 and 28. The redemption is Ephesians 1 and 7, 2 and 13, and Isaiah 53 and 4. The cleansing of the blood of Jesus, you can read that in 1 John 1 and 7. And where it will purges your conscience and helps you, that's in Hebrews 9 and 14. If you are able to reach your destiny, you must have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your life and understand and claim the spiritual benefits of that precious blood. And that precious blood, Jesus Christ himself willingly came down to this earth and shed his precious blood for our sins and for your strength and for your help, to help us and to cleanse us and make us acceptable to be able to go in the presence of God and to have God's help and his strength and his power to make this dream and this vision a reality, to where we can go forth through the blood of Jesus Christ and conquer and to do what we need to do, what God has given us to do on this dream and on this vision. All we have to do is claim this and to believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, not only for our sins, not only for our redemption, but not only to usher us into the presence of God, but to give us the strength and the power we need to make this dream and this vision a reality. Praise God for the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Let's have a word of prayer. Blessed Heavenly Father, how I thank you that we can come boldly through your throne, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the shed blood of Jesus, that we can have our sins forgiven, that we can be washed clean, that we can be presented to you and come boldly before the throne of you through the shed blood of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will help us to realize the strength and the power and the liberties that we have through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, help us to know that and to apply it to our lives. And Father, that we claim that our sins are forgiven, that our lives have been cleaned through the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, help us to make this dream and this vision that you have given to us a reality. Father, bring us each day closer to achieving what we need to do through this dream, I pray. Help each and every one of us, Father, and help us to realize and to know the liberties we have through you, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Be with each and every one of us, Father, and bless this teaching and help it to help others and to know that we can rely and depend upon you. I ask you this in Jesus' wonderful, precious, mighty name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, The Power of the Blood. Join Paul next week as he teaches No Lack. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. Paul wants to hear from you. You can email him. Our email address is divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. Or you can also email him at paul@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministries.